listener production.
Hi, this is your local news briefing. I'm Lachlan Itter with the stories from our backyard and beyond. A few clouds hanging around today. Rockies heading for a top of 32, 30 in Gladstone and Mackay. The Sugar City could even see some showers later on. Here's what we're covering today, Thursday, November 24. Our reef feeling the heat. Patients welcome Mackay Hospital Board sacking and a gold rush on the way for the Rockhampton region. Our oceans and the Great Barrier Reef are bearing the brunt of climate change, according to a Queensland scientist. The State of the Climate Report found the first known instance of coral bleaching during a La Niña event when weather is meant to be cooler. Dr. Alexandra Campbell is a senior lecturer in bioscience at the University of the Sunshine Coast. She says we need to reduce greenhouse gases, but also consider things like planting trees to draw carbon out of the atmosphere.
We've been tracking along the worst case scenario business as usual trajectories, which is really disappointing. So we really need to stop talking about this. We know what we need to do, and the time to do it is now.
A former patient who was allegedly injured during a surgery at Mackay Base Hospital says the board's dismissal was the only action that could have been taken. Mel Ferrier claims her bladder and abdomen were cut during a surgery and was in part fixed in an outdated method using staples. She feels while there's some great people on the hospital's board, on the whole it did let the community down, given it was ultimately responsible to ensure safe conduct of medical procedures at the hospital. Mel says Health Minister Yvette Dath still needs to step up and do better.
Why is it that the regions are getting such bad service when the cities are getting the best of the best? What's the answer? I don't know, but the health minister needs to come up with a better solution to help all of the regions attract better specialists.
A number of former board members have spoken out expressing their disappointment in the decision. And one of the richest gold mines in the world will soon be revived, with the state government committing funding to reinvigorate the site. Mount Morgan's gold mine has been unused since 1990 and has since been contaminated with acidic water. Last year, Heritage Minerals brought leases to the site with plans to bring the mine back to life. It's a move largely welcomed by the small town near Rockhampton, which has become an increasingly popular destination for people looking for more affordable housing. Treasurer and Minister for Trade and Investment, Cameron Dick, says the project will bring greater economic prosperity to the town.
Up to 130 jobs will be generated during the course of this project, and it will result in 7.5 tonnes of gold and 5,600 tonnes of copper to be extracted when the project is up and running at full capacity. That's a great investment in this region.
To sport now, two of Serena's best surf lifesavers will head south to the Gold Coast this weekend to compete in the Queensland Interbranch Championships. Nate Brady and Jack Renahan will join the Queensland country team, tackling a full day of board, swim, ski, iron and beach events. And Rockhampton's infamous Speedway returns to the showgrounds this weekend for round three of the SSA Sedan's Rocky Roundup. Spectators will also be able to enjoy the Mod Lite series, SSA Street Stocks, Super Stockers and SSA Modified Sedans. And now you're up to date with what's happening in our backyard and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.